Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you
Hi,
are transferring?
Philip Netzley.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank
IP
you.
Netzley, N as in Nancy. All right, Mr. Netzley, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit? And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yeah, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
It's I'm good.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay.
Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Cell B.
Is it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah, B cell, yeah.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And I just want to confirm you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes.
And what date were you diagnosed?
2022.
Do you remember the month?
Sometime at the beginning of the year, so
So like January of 2022?
maybe February or
So
March.
roughly around February 1st, 2022, does that sound correct?
Something like that,
Okay. And then where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
yeah. At home.
Okay, and do you have the home address of where you used it?
Yes.
Right, and what is
One
that
zero
address?
10037 Palo Alto, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730.
So I have 11037 Palo Alto Street in Rancho Cucamonga, California, zip code 91730. Okay. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No, just me.
Okay. And how old were you when you received your diagnosis?
A couple years ago, so I'm 43.
About 43 years old, okay. And then how many years would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
Almost 10 years.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone
A smartphone.
landline? Okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. The following questions are going to be yes or no based off your past or present medical history, okay? Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus? Okay. Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? And have you had a family history of cancer?
Melanoma runs in my family.
No? Oh, or you
Melanoma
said
runs in.
melanoma runs in your family?
Yeah, and that's it though.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
Phillip.
And your last name?
Netzley.
So I have Philip and last name NET as in tree, Z as in zebra, L as in Larry, E as in elephant, and Y as in your. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
And do you have a suffix in your name such as junior or senior?
I do not.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
219, 1979.
You said 2/19/1979?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm. And can I get your social?
553-690-653.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I am 174 pounds, and I'm 5'11".
Okay, and can I get your email, please?
PhilipNetsley158@gmail.com.
You said 558?
158.
158@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone number I have for you is 909-204-9358?
Yes.
And is this your cell, your home, or both?
Cell, both.
Okay. And then when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Or how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injury?
I saw a commercial.
Okay. And then when did you see this commercial? So when did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate a date?
Like a year ago, I'd say. A year and a half, maybe.
Okay. About a year and a half ago would bring us to May of 2023. Is that correct?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And then how many times a year would you say that you use Roundup for, if you had to estimate a number?
How many what?
How many times a year would you say that you used Roundup?
I'd say I'd use it a couple times a week. So.
And was that every week out of the year?
Like 100 times a year.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then what month and year did you start spraying Roundup, to the best of your knowledge?
I started using it maybe like 10 years ago.
10 years ago. So about 2014.
Well, no, a little more than that. So I'd say around 2012, 2011.
Okay. And what month would you estimate? Like January?
Like, I really couldn't guess that one.
Okay. The only thing is I would need a month just to move forward. So to the best of your knowledge.
All right. Let's say April.
April? Okay. And then when did you stop spraying Roundup? Was it around the time you were diagnosed?
No. I stopped using about 2020.
2020, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. What month, if you had to estimate a month?
Let's say November.
November, okay. And then, did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay, and I just want to confirm the state you sprayed in is California?
Yes.
And then, where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, farm, a fence line, yard?
I'd use it on the weeds in the backyard, and also the ones coming up the driveway, between the cracks.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you, or how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Every time.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say you've had in your entire life, if you had to estimate a number?
Over 1,000.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'd say over 1,000.
1,000, okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it like directly by spraying it at home?
Yeah, spraying it at home.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I haven't.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
And then what store did you purchase the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Okay, and do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases or any Roundup in your possession?
No, I never kept any of the receipts.
Well, if you find anything, the attorneys just ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it, because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
All right. The next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so let's elaborate. How many years have you smoked for?
I quit smoking like 10 years ago.
Okay, but how many years would you say that you smoked for?
On and off for 15 maybe, 15.
Roughly around 15 years, okay. And then what is the name of your current employer? What is the company name?
It's Arlon.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Arlon.
And then, is that in Rancho Cucamonga?
Yeah.
Is it Arlon EMD, EMD Specialty?
Yeah.
Okay, and the address I have is 9433 Hyssop Drive in Rancho Cucamonga, California, zip code 91730?
Yes.
And then, what is your job title there?
Material handler.
Material handler?
Right.
Okay. And then in regards to you losing time from work, what were the dates that you were unable to work? Do you remember like roughly around what month and year you stopped working?
Shit. I'd say March. March, April 2022.
March to April of 2022?
That's when I stopped working.
Okay. And then when did you go back to work?
Like the end of 2022.
So like December 2022?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, one second.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Dr. Richard Bender.
Dr. Richard Bender?
Yeah.
And is he in Riverside?
No. He was in Upland.
Do you have a phone number for him?
Yes.
Okay. What is the phone number?
951.
Okay.
394.
Okay.
7028.
Okay, perfect. And you said he was in Upland?
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you see him at a certain facility?
I saw him in Upland at the Oncologist Institute. Yeah.
Let's see.
Oncologist, can't remember the name.
No worries, I can find it online. Okay, so I do have the Oncology Institute located at 1060 East Foothill Boulevard, Suite 102 in Upland, California, zip code 91786.
Right, that's it.
Is that where you were also treated as well?
No. I was an outpatient.
Okay. In regards to the doctor, is it the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the facility where you received your treatment?
I was at home.
Oh, you received treatment at home?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy.
Okay. And in regards to the oncology practice that was treating your cancer, was it the Oncology Institute?
Yes.
Okay. So it's the same facility, but you did your treatment at home, so you never went in to the hospital for treatment?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. And then how would you say your diagnosis of lymphoma has impacted your life?
It messed me up for a little while, but, you know, I'm good now.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better.
Thank you.
And then can I get your current full address?
10037 Palo Alto.
Oh, it's the same address?
Yeah.
That you sprayed Roundup at? Okay, cool. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, no problem.
And then what was the date that you started your treatment, if you had to estimate roughly around the month and year?
That was 2022, around March.
Okay, about March 1st, 2022. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Doesn't live with me.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
I haven't asked.
I'm sorry?
I haven't asked.
Okay, so did you want to put yes or no?
I just put no.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
Friend.
You said a friend?
Yeah.
Can I get their phone number, please?
Yeah, 1 second. Nine oh nine.
Okay.
773.
Mhm.
9358.
For the area code, it's 909, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. And then, can I get their first and last name, please?
Mike, Christ.
M I K E.
Yes.
And last name, C.
H-R-I-S-T.
Okay. All right, perfect. So we're just about done here. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the documents really quickly. I'm going to put you on hold. And then I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you, and then I'll send you the documents to sign, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, give me 1 second. Hello, Philip?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. So if I'm going to reveal the information. If I am going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? Alrighty, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and you were diagnosed February 1st, 2022. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at the home address of 10037 Palo Alto Street in Rancho Cucamonga, California, zip code 91730, and that is also your current address. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 10 years, and your first name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name Netsley, N-E-T-Z-L-E-Y. I have your social as 553-690653, and I have your date of birth as February 19th, 1979. I have your email as your first name, last name, 158@gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 909-204-9358. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around April 1st, 2012, and the date that you stopped November 1st, 2020. You sprayed residentially at home. You were exposed directly. You purchased from Home Depot. I have your current employer as Arlen EMD Specialty, located at 9433 Hyssop Drive, Rancho Cucamonga, California, zip code 91730. And you are a material handler there. You were unable to work from March/April of 2022 until December 2022. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Richard Bender. His address is 1060 East Foothill Boulevard, Suite 102. Upland, California, zip code 91786. His phone number is 951-394-7028. In regards to your treatment, you did your treatment at home, but the oncology practice treating your cancer is the Oncology Institute, and you received your you received chemotherapy roughly around March 1st, 2022, or that's when you started your treatment. Again, I have your current address as 10037 Palo Alto Street, Rancho Cucamonga, California, zip code 91730. And I have your emergency contact as Mike Christ. His phone number is 909-773-9358. He does not live with you, and he's a friend of yours. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. Give me 1 second. Okay, for some reason I'm having trouble submitting these documents. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay, so in regards to your emergency contact, we do need permission to contact that person before moving forward.
Okay.
Is that do you allow us permission to contact?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so you're going to receive a text for DocuSign. There's going to be a link. I just need a couple signatures from you. And then once you're done with that, let me know. You're going to click on the link, and you're going to click through the yellow buttons. Just keep clicking the yellow buttons. And then it'll prompt you for a signature. It'll prompt you for a couple signatures, and then hit finish once you're done. If you have any questions, let me know. And then in the meantime, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's going to be an email, right?
Text and email. It might be easier to access through text.
Okay.
Just because you have to write your signature with your finger.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach out to me, okay?
All right. So what do I hit?
So what does your screen say?
Good afternoon, Philip. It was a pleasure speaking with you. If you have any questions at
Oh,
all.
no. That's my direct contact information. You must have received another text from DocuSign right before that.
Oh.
Do you see it?
What number is it from?
I don't know the number. I think it generates just a random number, but it should say DocuSign, Mass Tort Strategies.
Okay. I found it.
Okay, perfect. So that's the text you're going to click on, and then you're going to click on the link in that text.
Okay. Sorry, my phone's full.
No worries, take your time.
Okay. How do I sign?
Did you click on the link in the text?
Yeah, it's showing me like a blank space to sign, but when I'm trying to do it, it's not.
Okay, try. What I would suggest doing is closing the tab and reopening the link.
Reopen?
Yeah, reopen it. So close it and then reopen it and see if that works.
All right, it's working now.
Okay, perfect.
I think it's done.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, so you're going to get a copy of those documents that you just signed. It's going to be emailed to you. With that being said,
okay.
The attorneys are now going to contact you within, I would say, 5 to 10 business days to verify the case with you over the phone. Be on the lookout for their call. If they don't reach out to you, just send me a text and let me know, and I'll get you in contact with them. With that being said, they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. Philip, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and if you have any questions or any concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me from that 949 number. That's going to be my direct line and my main point of contact, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.